You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Dionoretti, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 471, covering week 26, June 22nd to 28th, 2026. Darktable 5.6.0, a digital photo processing program, is now available. Darktable specializes in non-destructive processing of raw images and can be used as a free alternative to Adobe Lightroom. The program allows you to manage your photo database, visually navigate your photos, correct distortions, remove noise, manage color, and enhance photo quality, all while preserving the original image and its full history. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The interface is built using the GTK library. Binary builds are available for Linux, AppImage, Flatpak and Snap, Windows, and macOS. The first preliminary release of the XFWL4 compositing server using the Wayland protocol has been released. XFWL4 is written in Rust using the SmithA library. The reason cited for creating the new compositing server was the unsuccessful attempt to implement simultaneous support for X11 and Wayland in the existing XFWM4 window manager codebase. The XFWM4 window manager was designed with tight integration of the X11 protocol in mind, making it difficult to separate general window management logic from X11-specific features. XFWL4's expanded features include a significant reworking of the session startup logic, implementation of the Wayland XDG session management protocol, and support for launching X11 applications using XWayland. XFWL4's code is licensed under the GPLv3. Canonical announced the expansion of its live patch service to Ubuntu 26.04 LTS and Ubuntu Core 26 systems using ARM64 processors. Previously, live patches were only available for the x86-64 architecture because the Linux kernel for ARM64 lacked support for reliable stack traces to identify interrupt-related activity, and the OBJ tool and kpatch tools lacked full capabilities for assessing the state before and after applying a patch. Live patches are provided as part of the Ubuntu Pro service, which provides 10 years of vulnerability updates for an additional 23,000 packages, in addition to those in the main repository. A free Ubuntu Pro subscription is available to individuals and small businesses with up to 5 physical hosts. Check the Ubuntu website for limitations and cost for pro accounts. The GNU Nano 9.1 console text editor has been released. It is offered as a default editor in many user distributions. New features include, when searching, the viewport is placed snug left where possible, the ability to read and write files in old Mac format was removed, the Control-T toggle between Where Is and Go To line has been dropped, when TickTick Backup is active, in some situations no backup was made or it had a wrong timestamp, both issues are fixed now, when Nano is killed or crashes, any .save file is not chmodded to the permissions of the base file, nor chowned to its owner. M-ints and M-del have become rebindable. System76 has released the Cosmic 1.1.0 desktop environment. Packages with Cosmic 1.1.0 are available in the Pop! OS 24.04 distribution and are expected soon in Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, ArinOS, Redox, and CacheOS. The code is written in Rust and is distributed under GPLv3 for applications and MPL 2.0 for libraries. Cosmic is being developed as a universal project, compliant with free desktop specifications. Cosmic's interface is built using the ICE library, which utilizes type safety, a modular architecture, and a reactive programming model. It also offers an architecture familiar to developers familiar with the Elm Declarative interface language. Several rendering engines are provided, supporting Vulkan, Metal, DX12, OpenGL 2.1 Plus, and OpenGL ES 2.0 Plus. Developers are offered a ready-made set of widgets, the ability to create asynchronous handlers, and adaptive layout of interface elements based on window and screen size. Toybox 0.8.14, a system utilities suite optimized for minimal system resource consumption, has been released. Similar to BusyBox, all utilities are accessible via a single executable file. The project is being developed by the former BusyBox maintainer, written in C, and distributed under the 0BSD license. Toybox aims to provide developers with a minimalist set of standard utilities without opening the source code of modified components. Toybox's capabilities still lag behind BusyBox's, but 319 basic commands of the planned 395 have already been implemented. Since 2015, Toybox has been offered as part of the core Android platform. KOS 2026.06, a rolling release distribution focused on delivering a desktop experience with Qt-based applications, has been released. Its distinctive design features include a vertical panel on the right side of the screen. The distribution is based on Arch Linux, but maintains its own independent repository with over 1,500 packages and offers a number of its own graphical utilities. XFS is used as the default file system. Dinit is used for initialization and service management. Builds are available for x86-64 systems. The first release of the QSOE operating system is available. It is designed in the QNX style and comes with two replaceable microkernels, Skimmer and SEL4. Only the resource allocation system, the synchronous messaging mechanism, and the minimalist kernel are implemented at the kernel level, while all other components are implemented in user space. It supports 64-bit CPUs with RISC-V architecture. The OS has been tested on the Sci-5 Hi-5 Unmatched board and in QEMU. The project code is written in C and is distributed on the Apache 2.0 license. Deno 2.9, a platform designed for standalone execution of server-side and desktop applications written in JavaScript and TypeScript using the V8 engine, has been released. The project is being developed by Ryan Dahl with the goal of providing a more secure environment and eliminating conceptual errors in the Node.js architecture. To improve security, the V8 framework is written in Rust, and the Tokyo framework is used for non-blocking request processing. The project code is distributed under the MIT license. Builds are available for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. The new version is notable for its implementation of the experimental Deno Desktop Toolkit, which enables the creation of custom GUI applications built using web technologies similar to the Electron platform. The application logic and interface are defined in JavaScript or TypeScript using standard web frameworks, and the application is executed using a browser-based engine. The application is delivered as a self-contained executable file and offers a user interface similar to that of classic GUI programs. Information has been disclosed about two new vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel that allow an unprivileged user to gain root privileges by overwriting data in the page cache. Working exploits have been developed for both vulnerabilities. Exploitation of both vulnerabilities requires cap_net_admin access, which an unprivileged user can obtain by creating user namespaces. In Ubuntu, this operation is disabled by default but can be enabled via syscontrol or AppArmor profiles. In other distributions, access to the user namespace or unprivileged users depends on the kernel.unprivileged_user_ns_clone syscontrol setting. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report has been published, presenting a batch of changes for KDE Plasma 6.8, scheduled for release on October 14th. The most notable change is the inclusion of triple buffering support on systems with NVIDIA GPUs. Triple buffering was previously disabled due to artifacts caused by a timing error in the KWin compositing manager. Coreboot 26.06, a free alternative to proprietary firmware and BIOS, has been released. The project's code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The new version includes 1,163 changes prepared with the participation of 101 developers, 22 of whom are new to the project. Nourish 1.0.0, a compositing server, has been released. It uses a dimensionless workspace for window placement, not bound by normal screen boundaries. This workspace allows free movement, panning, and zooming in or out of windows without losing readability. Rendering is performed using the Vulkan Graphics API with the option to fall back to OpenGL. The compositing server utilizes the Wayland protocol and the fractional scale extension to prevent blurring when scaling windows. It runs on systems with NVIDIA, Intel, and AMD graphics cards supported by Mesa. The project is written in Rust and licensed under the MIT and Apache 2.0 licenses. Ready-to-use packages are available for Fedora 44. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.